So we're talking about planes that are essentially leased for use by the government. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, there's a whole variety. There's aircraft that are actually owned by government agencies. There are aircraft that are leased to government agencies, and this could be state or, you know, federal, and also aircraft that are chartered by government agencies. So it's a quite a bit of a mix.
And they have to follow the FAA rules when it comes to, like, air traffic control. They don't want to be slamming into each other up there. But there's not really the oversight that the FAA has over, say, a commercial flight.
Well, in terms of operations, there's two sides of it. One is the maintenance side. The other one's looking at the operational side of it. And if you have an aircraft that's never been registered by the FAA, such an ex-military airplane owned by a state or federal government agency, there's no oversight of that at all. Now, if the aircraft has previously, it's a certified airplane operated by state or federal. Yes, the FAA is responsible for the maintenance oversight, but they don't necessarily take a look at the operation. Forest Service, for instance, with taking firefighters to fires, having, you know, parachutists drop out to fight fires or whatever else, that's not a typical FAA function, and so they do not look at those operations.
So who does, if anybody, or is it up to the owner of the aircraft?
Well, it's up to the agency that's running the operation. So if a, you know, government operation is doing search and rescue and they're doing operations that are not normal, it would be up to that agency to do the oversight of that operation.
And did the NTSB find that agencies have the expertise? Because sometimes you can look at an airplane and not know whether it's safe or not.
Well, it's mixed, quite frankly. We find some agencies are extremely good at oversight, and they're equipped for it. Other ones are, you know, don't quite have the infrastructure yet. Some, quite frankly, believe that the FAA was providing that oversight, and only recently, within the last few years, have found out that did not exist.
Oh, is that what prompted the two-day forum?
Well, what prompted the forum was an issue we saw several times when we'd have accidents. The safety board is charged to investigate accidents involving public aircraft. And we would get into the investigation, and we'd start asking questions about who's doing the oversight and everything else, and we'd found that no one seemed to know, that the operator would think, no, the FAA's doing it. It's the responsibility of the person we may have chartered the aircraft from. And the FAA said, no, we do not look at that operation. It's clearly beyond the bounds of normal civil operations.
We're speaking with Tom Howder, director in the Office of Aviation Safety at the National Transportation Safety Board. And do the stats show that those planes that fall into that limbo zone crash more often than other aircraft?
Well, it depends on areas. Certainly, their accident rate is better than we see in general aviation. It's not quite what we see in Part 121 air carrier operations. It's slightly better than we see in normal charter operations. But what's bothered us is the accident rate is fairly static. While we've seen, you know, areas improving, especially like in 121 air carrier, in this public area, we are not seeing the rate going down. It's been fairly flatlined for quite a while.
I'd like to know what was some of the discussion about at the forum, particularly when it comes to the management challenges, because it seems like you'd be adding a whole layer of oversight for the FAA to be responsible for. I mean, where would the onus lie, you know?
Well, that's the issue. The FAA's made it very clear that they'll look at maintenance in certain areas, but when it comes to the operations, they don't know anything about these specific operations. They're clearly, some are more hazardous than others because of the very nature. And so they're saying, okay, we will not be responsible for that. And they made that very clear about a year ago. Now some operators need to find out what to do. Do they now have to develop the infrastructure to provide the oversight, provide essentially check airmen, go out and do operational control, and basically do many things the FAA would do if they had been responsible.
And who would look at things underneath the skin of a plane? Because sometimes they get cracks, you know. And
well, once again, if the aircraft is a certified airplane, the FAA has indicated that they would be responsible for continuing airworthiness that as a normal airplane would be. Once again, we go back, if the airplane has never been certified, then it becomes the responsibility of the operator.
Where do things stand at this point? Are there going to be more discussions, more forums?
We're not planning any more forums on the issue right now, but certainly it's a lot of discussions. We've been talking to a variety of federal agencies about this since the forum. I think the forum was great. It provided an opportunity for all the issues to be aired. A lot of people learned a lot from it. There's a great deal of discussion, but clearly there's a lot of little issues that have not quite yet been pinned down, and so that's still ongoing.
So the bottom line, if I'm a federal manager, am I safe climbing on a public aircraft?
Well, most people won't get on a public aircraft. That's be very rare. Obviously, if you're on a public aircraft, you're part of the mission. And so you're not going to see just normal. They don't sell tickets on these flights. This is for specific operations.
So, things like firefighting, law enforcement, patrolling the border,
exactly.
Military operations.
Yeah.
But are those people safe?
Rescue, things like that. Those people are. But, you know, they are part of the mission. And so.
But they should feel okay about getting on the planes today.
Oh, absolutely. The dangerous part of the job should not be the flight.
That's true. If you're fighting fires, I think the dangerous part of the job is self-evident. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.